Hi, this is Orson Scott Card telling you to listen to the Front Porch Podcast.
Well, y'all heard the man. That was Orson Scott Card, people, author of Ender's Game and the whole series. And I know a lot of you out here know who that is. Telling you to listen to my show, making it, I'm sure, the only Orson Scott Card endorsed podcast on the block. What's up, yo? This is the Front Porch Podcast, special abbreviated edition. I'm your host, comedian, author, vigilante pundit, Baratunde. And I know it's been quite a long time since I've done the show. I think April 16th, 05 was the last one I dropped. But I've been busy. You got to understand, I was traveling. I was off in London. I was driving across the country. And I've been to even more places than that. So first, the apology / appreciation. I want to thank P.W. Fenton, C.C. Chapman, and the dudes over at Area 51 for the shout out, for all the constructive criticism. And by Area 51, I'm referring, of course, to the podcast, not to the actual Area 51, because, it's best if we just don't talk about that. So I've been gone for a while, but folks, I'm back, and I'm trying to come back in a big, big way. The beginning of June this year, I spent about 4 days in New York City at an event called Book Expo America. It's the largest publishing industry event. All the publishers come together with the booksellers, lots of authors, sometimes famous people. It was at the Javits Center in New York, and I decided to take my audio recorder and become amateur media man. And I have got some very, very interesting content from that show. So what I'm putting together is a multi-part series taking a look at Book Expo from every angle I could find it. I think you'll find some of it interesting. And here's a little promo to give you a sample of what we have in store. So this is Chris Kimball of America's Test Kitchen,
show and tell,
PBS cooking
Actually,
show.
What is the worst cooking TV show on television?
Oh, I think that so many of them are just about entertainment.
Okay.
People try to entertain. Yeah, I didn't say that.
No.
You said that.
No, I think someone just dropped a book.
That's, hey, that's not the worst. There's a lot worse than that.
And now we hear from a man named Relentless Aaron, who claims he can write a 300-page novel in just 2 weeks.
Okay. So I had to, I really had to be snatched out of life.
Yeah.
Away from bills, away from, you know, those temptations. And at that point, that's when I started, you know, that first day of prison, I started writing songs. I wrote 4 songs a day.
Okay.
And after I wrote 400 songs, I started to write the books.
Write the books.
First book took me a year, and I got better and better at it. Finished writing, I got tired and bored of writing the songs and started writing books. And like I say, the first book took me a year to write. And after that, I got better and better. Now it takes me 2 weeks to write a book. Yeah.
From a voice many of you know and love comes Randy Rhodes of Air America Radio, talking about her new book.
He was such a legendary womanizer that Senator John Tower once remarked, when he dies, they're going to have to beat his pecker down with a baseball bat in order to close the coffin lid. So here's a great story about Strom Thurmond, who preached Bible stories, law and order, and segregation. It involves a woman named Sue Logue.
And it doesn't get more literary than this man, John Irving, famed novelist.
Thank you. Now I understand why I lost my first job in radio when I had to say every night, good evening, this is the news in English. And my producer said he thought I sounded a little high when I said that. And I said, oh, I am.
I even left the Javits Center, went out on the streets, and got a pretty interesting interview with the guys who run a clothing store called Fuck Yoga.
No, Fuck Yoga is a clothing store.
Okay.
Clothing label. Which is you're actually conducting this interview in the only Fuck Yoga store on earth.
So that makes it an exclusive interview in many ways.
But this is my first radio interview.
Really?
Finally, a man I'm sure most of you haven't heard of, and to a certain extent I hope you don't, but I'm undermining all that. His name is Dr. Stephen Farron, and he's about to drop a book called The Affirmative Action Hoax.
That's another
Check it out.
Fraud.
What's a fraud?
That it is somehow compensation for when, in 1965,
yes,
when the black population in the United States was 20 million, a radical revision was made in the immigration law, although nobody realized its implications at that point. Between then and 2000, 34 million immigrants entered the United States, of whom 26 million and their descendants are eligible for affirmative action. Well, that's a striking fact.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully that was enough to whet your appetite. An anti-affirmative action professor, a Harlem man who's published 11 books in the past year, Chris Kimball, the famous chef from America's Test Kitchen on PBS. What other podcast is going to bring you all this? And what other podcast is officially endorsed by Orson Scott Card? I can't think of not nay one. So here's the thing. I'm calling this Book Expo America 2005 in three-part harmony, because not only do we have the podcast, but we have the blog review and a photo essay up at Flickr. Point your browsers over to frontporchpodcast.com and check it all out within the next week. We should be up with the first episode, probably focusing on authors. We're going to take a look at this thing from the angle of the publishers, from the angle of the media, from the angle of just Joe Schmo, who loves reading books. That's the end of the preview, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Baratunde. Peace.